think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart.
We don't have any idea why
we're so smart
in the things that we're doing.
But here's the deal. Even the word resolution implies that we're done. And all we've done is state an intention.
He's Bob Duke, and he's Art Markman.
And she's Rebecca McEnroy.
And this is Two Guys on Your Head.
Today, resolutions.
It's actually really valuable once a year or so to take a look back at who you were and to figure out whether you're happy being on that path. The problem is just saying, I want to be a different person next year is actually not going to have any discernible influence on your behavior in that year at all.
Would that it were. I think all of us are susceptible to responding to verbalizations as if they are true and real.
Right.
So if I say, you know, I'm going to start eating more healthy foods and trying to exercise more and those kinds of things, it feels good to say that. I mean, it feels good to intend that that's what I'm going to do.
We have this positive self-concept too. We want to be the sorts of people who would exercise on a daily basis,
right,
who would see our families more often, who would leave work early. That's the person we want to be. And honestly, right, as we've talked about in the past, there are so many factors driving our behavior that we're unaware of that we don't even feel all of the forces that are going to drive us back
that's
towards
a great point.
What we've done for years.
Right.
And that's why if you really want to succeed at your New Year's resolutions, you actually have to plan in advance. You actually need to take some time. You can't start this on December 30th
right,
and hope to succeed. So if you're starting on December 30th, then what you need to do is to say, these New Year's resolutions aren't really going to kick in until February 1st. And in the month of January, I'm just going to figure out how the heck did I get here, right? And once you spend a couple of weeks just looking at your behavior, then plan. I mean, generate a real plan for how you're going to change your behavior. A specific one.
And you bring up, Art, an important point that's come up in several of our discussions about how much of our behavior is being influenced and some would say driven by factors that are operating below our conscious awareness,
right,
which is why it makes it so hard to change. Because if you're not really recognizing what's influencing your behavior, the likelihood of being able to change your behavior is really low.
That's right. We have such a remarkable lack of self-awareness. I mean, not just us.
but
people in general, right? I mean, we live our lives in blissful ignorance of why we act the way that we do. And it's in fact nearly impossible to change your behavior if you don't know why your behavior is the way it is.
Yeah.
If you're going to successfully change, then that change has to start actually from the outside in, meaning
right,
you have to change the environment first and
right,
then let behavior follow that. Now, let's imagine that part of your resolution involves avoiding that single serving carton of Ben and Jerry's. Those, you know, the beautiful pint cartons. And
the beautiful pint.
Beautiful.
Yeah, they're
beautiful.
That's right.
And so the problem.
Luscious, I think.
They are wonderful and dangerous because they have more calories than many small nations need to eat an entire year. And so how do you get yourself to stop eating them? Well, part of what you do is you stop buying them, right? Well, that's easy if you live alone, but many people don't live alone. And so if you're going to be making changes to the environment, there's a good chance that those changes to the environment are influencing other people in addition to you. One aspect of this is we want to make sure that we actually engage other people in our efforts to change. And if you don't get their permission to change the environment, then all you're going to get is rebellion.
And I don't think we can overemphasize the importance of making the environment more conducive to the goals that you want to accomplish. I mean, we do so many things in our lives where everything in the environment is conspiring against what we've said we'd like to have happen. And one of the reasons reshaping the environment is such a successful strategy in moving us toward a different kind of behavior is that the reshaping of the environment is affecting the part of our brain that's doing most of the decision making. And this isn't to say that, you know, as human beings, we're just, you know, helpless and we can't make any decisions or accomplish anything on our own without some institutional structure to do that, because that's, you know, of course people are capable of doing that. But what we're talking about here is ways to make it more and less likely that a certain behavior is going to present itself. And for us to acknowledge as human beings that, you know, there's a lot of what's going on that's driving my behavior that is, as Art has said several times now, influenced by the environment and the people we surround ourselves with and those kinds of things. So let's build a situation that makes it more likely that the things that I would like to have happen are the things that happen. I mean, one of the good reasons I think to pick your friends is that they bring out the best in you, to put it in the vernacular, right? I'm my best self when I'm around my friends. And the reason is because they are supportive and reinforcing of the things that I like about myself, and they don't allow me to do things that I don't like about myself, right? They don't put up with that. And so I built that environment for myself because I'm an intelligent human being. I know what it's like when I'm around my friends. And so I pick friends that when I'm around them, I'm going to behave in ways that I aspire to. Right?
Bob's friends, don't let Bob be bad Bob.
Be bad Bob. That's exactly right. Because, you know, I know bad Bob's in there, right? Yeah. Every religion, right? All those proscriptions is predicated because they know bad Bob's in there. So they're not going to set up a situation where that's just allowed to run free.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
If you are getting ready to embark on a change, you can download Dr. Art Markman's Smart Change Journal to help you out. Find the link on our website, KUT.org, and check out details on his new book, Smart Change, which will be out January 7th. Next week with Two Guys on Your Head, we'll talk about food and the brain with Drs. Art Markman and Bob Duke. In the meantime, you can listen back to this and other episodes of Two Guys, find videos with Art and Bob, and more information on any of the topics we've discussed at KUT.org. And be sure to follow us on Twitter. We're at @GYOH. As always, we'd love to know what you think about the show and find out what you're curious about. Email us at twoguys@KUT.org. Two Guys on Your Head is produced at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas. For KUT, I'm Rebecca McEnroy.